Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our first national training call here in 2019. I am so excited to be hosting the call this morning. This is Mike Riches calling in from the Dallas, Texas area. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We want to congratulate you for being a part of this, welcome you to the call this morning. We have got none other than our team's newest $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson, is going to be speaking to us on the call this morning. He's going to be delivering our training, and we are so excited to hear from him. He and his wife, Alicia, along with many of our associates, just got back from the Las Vegas trip sponsored by Legal Shield over the weekend. We are also joined by Mr. Chris Evans, our team's top producer in December with over 200 sales, and we've got Mr. Mark Riches, Platinum 7 Executive Director and $700,000 ring earner, standing by to announce our top producers from last month as well. So I'm telling you, we got a powerful call lined up. We've got some big announcements to make this morning about the new ID Shield product, about new group incentives, new training opportunities for 2019. I hope you're at a place where you can really listen actively, not just, you know, passively listen while you're doing other stuff, but be in a place where you can really take notes on today's call. The information that we're going to share with you is super important. I want to thank all of those who listened to the recorded call that we sent out last week. My brother Mark and I recorded a message. It was just a brief message to really wish everyone a happy new year and to launch the year off right. I know that we did have a lot of people listen to that call because one of the things that we did last week is we issued a challenge to all of our team, to every single one of us, to go out and expose more businesses in January, this month, and last week, and this week, right now, expose more businesses than ever before. That was our challenge, and we want you to know that we're really serious about that. The timing has never been better than it is right now. We're going to hear about that, I'm sure, this morning. But because of that, we issued not only the challenge, but we issued an invitation that when our folks are out there exposing businesses, and what I mean by that is prospecting companies, when you're calling a new company or going in person to a new business, we invite you to take a minute at the end of the week and just report that activity, and you can do that at www.hrmcreport.com. What we did last week is we wanted to launch the week off in a big way, and we offered a $250 prize. We're going to do a drawing, and the way that works is you get entered into the drawing one time for every 10 calls that you make and every 5 visits that you make. That'll enter you in one time. So I'll give you just a few examples here. Michael Dagan, for example, from Florida, made 150 phone calls. Well, that got him in there 15 times into that drawing, and five in-person visits got him another entry into that drawing. Rebecca Baker from California did a ton of prospecting activities. Steve Schroeder, Maggie Newton, the list goes on and on. Lisa Day, Clay and Maria Lancaster. There were just some wonderful entries, people reporting about that activity, and I'm so pleased to announce our winner this morning is Miss Luz Monge, and I'm going to tell you, she did herself a favor in getting into that drawing. She did 195 calls. This is just last week, 195 calls, and that was prospecting over the phone, and then she went into 40 businesses as well. And she is the winner of our $250 prize for last week. Now, we want to keep the momentum going this week. And so what we're going to do is this week, we're going to clear the board, so everything from last week is cleared, and we want you to report activity from this week only. And remember, these are new businesses, so, you know, there's a lot of important things in our business. Follow-up is obviously very important. Decision-maker meetings are very important. Enrollments are very important. The number of sales that you write is very important. We're going to hear our top producers for last month here in a minute. Obviously, we care a lot about all of those things. But what we're focused on here is just prospecting. The reason that we focus on prospecting is because if we prospect enough, what we found is the rest of those things tend to fall into place. Obviously, we're always refining our skill set and getting better and better, and you're on this call this morning, so you obviously understand the power of that and the importance of that. But what we're focused on here is prospecting new businesses. And again, you can prospect over the phone. You can prospect in person. You can do both. That's totally up to you. However you prefer to do that, that's totally up to you. What I always tell people is pick what you're going to do the most. Pick what you enjoy doing the most and do a lot of it. But you can prospect over the phone. You can prospect in person. For every 10 phone calls and every 5 visits, you get entered into the drawing one time. And so I invite you to make this week the biggest prospecting week that you've ever had. Our prize this week will be a $250 supply credit that you can use in the Harvard back office for supplies, business cards, whatever supplies you're wanting to enter. It'll be a supplies you're wanting to get. It'll be a $250 supply credit for that. And on that note, let me just remind you, I know we announced this last week on the call, but if you go to your supplies and business cards link and then supplies and marketing tools, you're going to see there that there are several supplies that are reduced. Specifically, the proposals that we have are reduced. Remember, at the end of last year, we rolled out a brand new 4-page employee benefits proposal, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. That is reduced. The presentation folders, the white folders, normally $1.25 are reduced to 60 cents this week. So take advantage of that. There's some great things that you can get. And we want one of our folks is going to be a lucky winner this week. And I don't know the word lucky is the right term because, you know, like lose, you know, she was lucky she won the drawing, but she also did more activity than anybody else. So, you know, you can kind of create your own luck in this type of a competition, this type of a contest. And one of you is going to get a $250 supply credit to use on those supplies at the end of this week. But everyone that really dives in and prospects this week like never before, everyone is going to be rewarded. And frankly, the reward that you get from doing successful prospecting and successful decision-maker meetings and successful enrollments is far greater than a $250 prize. And that's the great thing about this. Everyone is a winner. If you just get in and prospect and call companies, talk to decision-makers, get appointments set up, then I'm telling you, you're a winner for doing that. So we congratulate Luz. We clear the board. We're clearing the board right now, and we will start accepting those. Again, the website that you enter that in is that you enter the activity on is www.hrmcreport. No S, just one report. hrmcreport.com. You can do it every day if you want, but really you just have to do it at the end of the week, just before Saturday. Go on and enter that. Enter your activity there for the week, and you will be entered into that drawing. I am so excited to go to Cookeville, Tennessee. Now we've got Mr. Mark Riches standing by, again, a $700,000 ringer with Legal Shield to announce our top producers for the month of December 2018, and we're fortunate to be joined by one of those top producers this morning. Mark, I'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Actually, two of them are on the call this morning. Congratulations to Luz Monge on her drawing, and can't wait to see who can win that next week. What an exciting time. First of all, Happy New Year. I think you can officially say that the first 7 days of the new year, so we're right on that seventh day. So Happy New Year to everyone. Just got back last Monday evening from my wedding in Utah of my daughter Rachel, and just had an incredible time out there, and we are off to an amazing start. Just hearing some of those statistics, and Mike and I were talking earlier this morning about all the activity that people are doing, and it's just going to make for an incredible month. January is always a big production month. But before we turn the page and get into January too much, let's go back to December. We've listed the top 20 producers on our website, so check those out there. But I want to today announce the top 10 producers for the month of December 2018. And an interesting thing. All 10 of these individuals wrote over 50 personal sales last month. So I thought that was impressive. I don't know if we've done that before, Mike, but every one of them qualified for the top level in the marketing plan personally by just writing at least 50 sales. So if 10 people can do it, surely you can do it. First up is Mr. Adam and Mrs. Alicia Thompson, who we're going to be hearing from this morning as our featured trainer. So congratulations to you, Adam and Alicia. Then number 9, Joe Linville. Rebecca Baker from California. I know she just got back from, so did Adam and Alicia, got back from Las Vegas. Had a great time out there with the incentive trip. And then we've got Ms. Stephanie Panchishan. Congratulations to you, Stephanie, from Texas. Evan and Scott Brooks coming in there together. It's from South Carolina. Congratulations to you. We're going to be hearing from Scott Brooks next Monday on the call, I believe. And then Mr. Bowie Ballard from Texas. Boy, Texas showing up super strong. Congratulations to you, Bowie. You always have an incredible December, and this is no exception to that. Mr. Mike Riches from Texas showing up there at number 3. Number 2 in the entire company, Mr. David Gillum from Wisconsin. Congratulations to you, David. And the number 1 producer with over 200 membership sales, 4 times the 50 required. So congratulations to Mr. Chris Evans from Tennessee. Hey, Tennessee tops out the list. Great. If there's a competition between Texas and Tennessee, really Tennessee wins because Chris got 200 sales in the month of December. Great job to you, Mr. Evans. And I want to take the call to Mr. Chris Evans, who's joining us live from outside of Nashville. Chris, if you'll just share with the team kind of what you did to write over 200 memberships and what you feel is the hot thing right now in the marketplace and what we should be sharing with all these companies.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that was my number one motivation, was to beat Texas. So if we could best Texas, then I knew it was into a good year and a start to a great 2019. So it was, you know, I remember a call back in November that we did shortly after the Marriott breach. And on the call, we were talking about kind of how it was the perfect storm. You had the holiday season. It was the gift giving season. It was a time that people were willing to buy. You had the Marriott breach, which was the second largest data breach in the history of the world. And so there was an awareness in the marketplace. And I remember on that call us talking about, for those that take advantage, this will be your biggest month ever coming up in December. But for those that don't do anything, then this breach means nothing. The season means nothing. All of these factors mean nothing for your business. And I remember getting off that call and just kind of thinking about, you know, every time something happens, we say that. And I was thinking, you know, overall, do things really change, or do people kind of just get into that out of sight, out of mind? And I said, well, I'm going to really put it into practice, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do everything that I just said people need to do, because I wanted to, you know, not just talk the talk, walk the walk. And so I did. I went out, and there were companies that I had spoken with before that I wasn't even thinking about sending a gift to, and I sent them gifts. There were local people that I had spoken to. I had one company that was an existing account that I've had for years but have never been able to get into. And just through following up and kind of dripping on them every time that there's a data breach, would send them an article, followed up, and it was the right time for them. And they let us come in there. We had, you know, one group that I had been talking with a while that, you know, had not let us come in at all and had never opened the group. And again, just through follow-up, became the right time. You know, there's a lot of people that are on the call right now, and they're kind of looking back and saying, you know, oh, I wish that I had, or I wish I had done this, or I wish I had. And we hear that a lot. But the good thing is moving into a new year, we have the ability to make a change. You know, well, my favorite saying is, no one ever drowned from falling in water, only from staying there. And we have the ability to make any change that we want to change. You know, I would rather live with mistakes than live with regret. And I would challenge everyone on this call right now, you know, because everything that I did last month to write over 200 sales wasn't anything new. It wasn't anything that wasn't talked about. It wasn't anything secret. I just went out and I did everything that we had talked about. You know, Nick Serb always talks about if you don't have the success you want, it's either because you're not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. If you're on this call listening to the training from these leaders, I'm excited to hear from Adam Thompson coming up because here's somebody that's out there doing it. And if you duplicate what he's doing, you'll have that same success. And so you know what to do. Now the question is, are you going to do it? Are you going to be willing to go out and just jump in? Jump into the water there in the marketplace with both feet and not worry about getting something wrong. Because, again, rather live with the mistakes than live with the regrets. And make 2019 your best year ever. Make January your best month ever. 2 days ago, Marriott came out and listed over 5 million in the breach. They updated their breach, and over 5 million unencrypted passwords were released as or were noted as having been leaked. And there's so many different articles out there that all you have to do is just contact your group. This is a great way to follow up. CBS News, here's the line that they use. Marriott reveals 5 million unencrypted password numbers were leaked. The stolen passport numbers and travel itineraries represent a potential espionage bonanza. Now, most of the companies contacting, their employees probably don't have passports, the majority of them. Now, some of them might, but the majority of them don't. But it's the perception in the marketplace of where we're at right now. It's the perception of what's going on in the media. The media is doing the work for you. So, again, I'm going to issue this challenge. For those of you that take advantage of the medium, what's going on, for those of you that go out and follow up with your groups, now is the time. For those of you that don't, it means nothing. That breach means nothing to you. That announcement means nothing to you. And for those of you that say, oh, I missed the opportunity for gifts, this is a great time to drop off gifts because go to Sam's Club, Costco, you can get the holiday chocolates that they had for, 75% off right now. No one's going to scoff when you bring them in a box of chocolate or a gift bag and you bring that into them now and just say, hey, I'm just now getting around to get everybody here and do it. Do it. Take advantage. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mark.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Evans. We appreciate that. And great advice to take advantage of the market right now. And I know we've got a lot of folks doing that. And Mike's going to be mentioning at the end of this call the 2019 group B2B incentives, and I'm excited to have you hear that information as well. I know many of you had the opportunity to go to Las Vegas for that incentive trip. We want to congratulate each of you. One of the facts they shared out there in Las Vegas, I wasn't out there. I just got back from Utah. I didn't feel like traveling to Las Vegas, although I won the trip. But I'll tell you what, 420,000 new members in 2018. Just a little some stats for you. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're struggling to write a membership today, just look at that stat. 420,000 people bought a membership last year from Legal Shield, from someone in Legal Shield. 64,000 of those in the month of December. So congratulations for that incredible month. $97 million paid out in commissions. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're struggling financially and you've got some bills to pay and you need to make money, Legal Shield's paying out a lot of money. That averages about $500,000 every day. $97 million in commissions paid out in 2018, almost the $100 million mark. And this is the lifetime money that Legal Shield's paid out, $2,346,367,000 in commissions. So we've cleared the $2 billion mark as a company paying out commissions. I don't have time to go into how much $1 billion is, but it's a lot of money. And I would venture to say, I can't say this with surety, but $1 billion would take care of any of your financial issues, debts, everything. So the company's real. It's paying out a lot of money. Our product is real. Our product's better now than ever before. I just want to, again, congratulate all those top producers for the month of December. And let's light up the list for January. Let's make it just as good. Back to you, Mike.
Fantastic, Mark. And Chris, thank you both very much for sharing. It's awesome to hear from Chris with his over 200 sales That makes him a Platinum 3 Executive Director. Congratulations to him and to all of our top producers on a fantastic close to the month. 200, excuse me, sounded like a lot, and it's a great month, no question about it. But then when you say 64,000 in a month, I sit here and think, man, you know, we've got 10 people that are all writing over 50. That's wonderful, but there's a bigger piece of the pie that we can go get. And I'm ready to. In 2019, I want to get as big of a piece of that pie for our team as we possibly can, and we're positioned well to do that. But again, congratulations to every one of those top producers. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner standing by with an important update on our team building call, and we're excited always to hear from Mr. Tanner, a Platinum Executive Director and $200,000 ringer. Jim, thank you for joining the call this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Good morning, Mr. Riches. Good morning, all of our agents. And let me add my happy new year. I guess I'm getting it right under the wire. And I'm just going to take a minute. I am super excited about our call. I'll tell you about our call in a second. But I want to make sure everybody understands, because we have this incredible Mad Streak bonus program that is going on from the 1st to the 12th. And here we are at the 7th. I want to make sure everybody is taking advantage of this. I talked to a few people over the weekend, and I wasn't quite sure that they, when I first spoke with them, understood how cool this is. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Legal Shield announced on January 1st that they've doubled, for the period of January 1 through January 12, they doubled the Mad Streak bonus. So here's what the Mad Streak bonus is. Normally, when you, in your first 20 days as a Legal Shield associate, while you're getting level up qualified, while you're doing that, there's a new bonus program called the Mad Streak Bonus, where Legal Shield will pay you $25 when you make your first membership sale, when you protect your first family, kind of break the seal and get going. Well, that's doubled right now to $50. Additionally, Legal Shield says, hey, listen, we need more people to tell the Legal Shield story. So if you'll go out and recruit an associate in your first 20 days, we'll give you, $25, but now $50 on that as well. So that's $100 right there. And I think the reason people missed this was because we spend a lot of time focusing on how to make real, significant, measurable, multiple six-figure income. And that's what we talk about here on Monday mornings and all of the supporting training that comes with this, what we do here on Monday mornings. But if you've been on a call with me ever before, you've been at a live event where I spoke, you know that I believe and I know that how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you ask the people in our organization that are earning $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $700,000 a year with their Legal Shield business, they have a philosophy of leaving no money on the table. So whether or not you woke up this morning with an intention to go grab that $100 doubled Mad Streak bonus, I'm saying to you this morning, go get that money, because that attitude of if they're putting it on the table, I'm taking it off the table, will serve you at $50 and $100, at $50,000 and $100,000, at trips to places like Cabo San Lucas and beyond. It's all the same. How you do anything is how you do everything with your Legal Shield business. And I do want to mention to everybody, if you are interested in building a team, having that part of the Legal Shield business working for you, where you're earning override income, where you have a leveraged position as a broker, building out an international sales team, I've got great news for you. You can join us this evening on the very same number you've dialed in this morning. And that is at 6 p.m. Central Time, live. Join myself and Mr. Mark Riches as we host our Team Builders call. We're going to teach you how to build out a team and really the philosophy and the daily activities and disciplines that go with that. Mike Riches, again, Happy New Year to you and all of our agents in the field, and I'll turn the time back over to you, sir.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jim. Happy New Year to you as well. And I know you're as excited as I am about launching into 2019 in a very big way. I'm excited for that new time, day and time for that call. And just, again, want to encourage everyone who's building a team, if that's a part of your goals in 2019, I really hope that you're plugging in there on Monday evening. Well, Let me do this. I want to get right to our trainer. We've got some other announcements to cover. I've got some things that I definitely want to let you know about, the new incentives, certainly the new identity theft, ID Shield product. That's huge. ID Shield Plus, we'll talk about that toward the end of the call. But I don't want to delay any more getting to our featured trainer this morning from the state of Kentucky, Mr. Adam Thompson. Just got back last night at midnight from Las Vegas, and yet where is he this morning? He's on the call, willing to open his heart, as always, and share with all of us. We are so grateful for his leadership. He and his wife, Alicia, have experienced some incredible success. They are $200,000 ring earners. They've sold thousands of these memberships, these legal and identity theft memberships. They know what they're talking about. They have opened up dozens and dozens of groups, and we are so excited to, again, hear from them this morning. Mr. Adam Thompson, his training is called Burning, Learning, and Earning. And without further ado, we will turn the call over to you. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy New Year, and we're excited to hear from you.
And a Happy New Year to you, Mike, and everyone on the call. I appreciate the chance, the honor to speak to and address our Harvard family and our GY3 family that are listening in on this call live and on playback. I'll jump right into it. I want to make crystal clear that 2019 will be, can be, and should be your biggest, best year ever. If I don't touch on it, let's Google and look up something called a December 31st statement. Or in a nutshell, you need to speak after the fact. You need to speak like it's already existed. Things like 2019 was my best year ever because. And then today, if you haven't spent weeks building up and working on your goals, make sure, even if you have to adjust them after today's announcements, make sure that you're looking at this in a past tense from the end of this coming year, 51-ish weeks from now. But I'd be remiss if I didn't start with something that grounds me. I want to say thank you to God. Something that has grounded me for years is a poem that was written in the 1920s. I want to read that very quickly. It's called Desiderata by Max Ehrman. A lot of you know this, and I'm grateful that a lot of you shared it with me also. It goes like this. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They, too, have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be someone greater and lesser than you. Enjoy your achievement as well as your plan. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs. The world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, love is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly to the counsel of years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But don't stress yourself with dark imagining. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees or the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy. In the words of Mike Richards, I say all that to say this. Alicia and I personally feel like the last week of the year, we were pushing hard for a 2018 incentive bonus, something Mike will touch on later. And in the past, I have been able to kind of, in a nutshell, work 51 weeks out of the year and just really relax from Christmas to January 1st. But we were pushing and pushing and pushing. A lot of you were helping us. We achieved our goals and did it to the last minute, and all of a sudden we're jumping on a plane and just got back from Vegas last night. So I really, maybe I needed that more than you all may have needed it. But I want you to know that that's something that's been around forever, and it's really helped me in an up and down time. So I wanted you to have that and own it and keep it as yourself, or keep it as your own. It's, again, Desiderata by Max Ehrman. Now I'm going to jump immediately into my training, and it's easy to remember. So the old saying, early to bed, early to rise, makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. On the plane last night, I'm working on some stuff, and everyone, you know, it was dark and all that stuff, so I'm trying to do this without even turning on the light. And it kept coming to mind, you know, for me, I don't know if I've got the same learning capabilities as others, but I know what works for me. So rhymes and you know, words rhyming and ways to remember things, burning, earning and learning, things like that. So those little isms, if you will, those are what's helping me. So we're going to talk about early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm going to start right off by saying get to bed early. Mark Wahlberg, a net worth of $225 million, and based on the fact that success leaves clues, Mark Wahlberg, those of us that grew up in the 80s and 90s, we know him as Marky Mark, but you all know him as an actor now, an entrepreneur or whatnot. He has a very strict bedtime at 7:30 every night. That's extreme for me, but I have vowed personally to go to bed earlier this year and, you know, subsequently wake up earlier. But things to think about when you get to bed earlier and getting, quote-unquote, more rest. The things that help us, we have less stress when we get better sleep and more sleep. Less stress, less exhaustion, less depression, less anxiety. We're less cranky. We just straight up feel better when we're fully rested. A good night's sleep is called that for a reason. We also have a safer commute, and this is just based on some research I've done on the subject. When we're foggy, we become impatient. We intend to drive faster. There was a study done across 168 million people that said that they've driven sleepy. 60% said they've driven sleepy. And what blew my mind in that study, that research, one out of three people said they had fallen asleep at the wheel. It's going to help you getting better rest and more rest. Getting sleep early is going to help you look better. Less bags under your eyes. And why would you, Adam, why do we care if we look better? Listen, folks, let's just talk about this for a moment. When you're out there in the community, there's a reason Mark and Mike Richards tell us to dress professionally and look professional. If you look like a ragamuffin, no one's going to say yes. You have to be your very best and look your very best when you're doing these you know, people positions. When you're talking to people and you're in the people business, which we all are, you've got to look your best. So, yeah, there's a reason looking better is part of this talk today. Lastly, getting to sleep early helps have increased strength. A study was done that said there's an actual muscle loss when the sleep isn't where it's supposed to be. So increased strength, increased recovery from any injuries, all are falling under the getting to bed early category. So early to bed, early to rise. We're jumping to early to rise. I talked about Mark Wahlberg. Told you he went to bed at 7:30. Guess what? This crazy guy, again, with a $225 million net worth, this guy gets up every morning at 2:30. Another far extreme example, but I do want to touch on some winners that are getting up early. Obviously, if it goes without saying, another one of my goals this year is to wake up earlier. I want to talk to you about some folks that are doing it already and earning what I want to earn. Richard Branson, $4.9 billion net worth. Wakes up at 5:45. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, $625 million net worth, gets up at 3:45. Howard Schultz, now this one, I got a kick out of this one because this is the guy that runs Starbucks, right? So maybe he's got an excuse to get up early. $3.3 billion net worth is up at 5:30 every morning. See, our bodies were designed to be morning people. And don't just stay with me. Don't shut down. I know a lot of you on this call say, I'm not a morning person. I just woke up. You know, I can barely do this, right? Our bodies were designed to get up with the light and go to sleep with the dark. Exposure to light, in fact, influences a lot of things about us. It regulates our weight. And when I say exposure to light, the good light where the sun is beaming down hottest and hardest, rather, from 8 a.m. to noon in your time zone. So it helps us regulate weight. It helps with energy balance and their circadian rhythms, even your metabolism. So if one of your goals, which I think, gosh, I'd say 3 out of 4 people will say, I need to lose 10 pounds or more, get some better sleep and get up earlier. That's going to help you with your weight issues or your weight goals. It helps you feel more in charge. A Harvard University, right, different than us, but Harvard University Business Review said people that get up early are more in charge of the things that matter. They have a better sense of humor. They're more outgoing, which, you know, newsflash, is a huge part of our business as well. When it comes to business success, that study said that the early risers hold the important cards. On the subject of getting up early, I want to talk about something that I've done studies on and seen over and over and over. They call it top loading. And a lot of you know this, but maybe one of you, you know, it's your first call, first time on the call. Congratulations for being on this call live. Top loading your day is simply doing the stuff you don't want to do, eating the frog, if you will. We learned that in Vegas this weekend. Eating the frog, the thing that you don't want to do, do that first. Don't let it loom over you. If there's a most important or a thing that you really don't want to do that is the most important, don't fill your day with junk. You know, Scott Brooks talks about income-producing activity or non-IPA. Think about that. When you're making your list, if you're a list maker, put a dollar sign by the things that are going to help you make money for you and your family. If a lot of the stuff you're doing, like washing dishes, playing guitar, running the vacuum on the yard, none of that's going to help you make money per se. Maybe that's not the stuff that needs to get done. Maybe that gets pushed to the next day. And what we found is if it gets pushed to many, many other days, it may not be that important. So top load your early mornings. Do the things that you, quote, unquote, don't want to do first. With regard to planning, my wife taught me a bit about this. We've learned that planning out your day, making sure that it is planned so that when you do get up early in the morning, you're not sitting there thinking, what should I do today, right? It should be done the night before. It's been said that to plan an entire year, which is where we are in this calendar moment right now in early January, to plan an entire year, you need a week or two. To plan an entire month, you need a day or two. To plan an entire week, you need an hour or two. And every night, if you can, if it works on your schedule, or you know what, forget that, make it work on your schedule. Attack 2019, make it work. So do this for yourself. Jim Rohn says just try it, all right? So just try it. Every night before bed, take 10 or 15 minutes and plan that next morning so that when you jump up early, when you're early to rise, you're going to crush, absolutely just crush anything that's in front of you. Early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Let's talk about being healthy. How can I get healthy, right? Let's talk about your spiritual health. If you're not flossing, it doesn't matter how white your smile is, right? Let's talk about what's on the inside, your spiritual health. You need to be journaling. You need to be talking to yourself. Yes, I said that out loud. To myself, right? You need to be praying or some version of that for you. I'm a Christian. I love God. I love Jesus. I just straight up good old-fashioned pray. I'm in the Bible Belt. Y'all hear me talk about it every call. I pray every day, nonstop. I went through a moment and phase in my life where I wouldn't really necessarily say amen because I didn't want the prayer to be over. I just wanted to keep talking to the person that I thought was, you know, calling the shots and holding the string. Exercise, that's how you get healthy, right? You got to create some movement. You got to get sweaty. Mike talked about the title of this training, the rhyming certainly. What are you burning? You're burning calories. You're burning bad habits. You're getting a purging fire, and you're getting rid of things once and for all that were a bad part of, you know, burn them up, get rid of them. You know, burning some bridges, saying no to toxic relationships this year. You're burning calories, like we said, you're getting sweaty, you've got that discipline. That's how we're getting healthy. Something that's huge and near and dear to me is another way to get healthy is drinking water. I could do an entire, this sounds crazy, right? We're here to talk about employee benefits and the Legal Shield products and services. I could do an entire hour on water. Water is massive. Alicia and I just went on this trip to Vegas, the trip the Legal Shield did, and we went to see the Hoover Dam. I was blown away, just dumbfounded, speechless. And all this water, right? And it got me to thinking all the benefits of water. Again, with the weight loss, again, with looking your best, it's going to help you have clear skin. And I'm not talking about a glass here and there, none of this 8 ounces. Forget all that. Be the person you were designed to be. Be great, right? Try something. You know, make a commitment. Try it for 30 days. Drink, if you can. See if you can drink a gallon of water in a single day. And then see if you can do it that second day. And then develop a habit. I ended up losing 25 pounds a couple years ago because I switched from drinking other stuff to water. And I went to a gallon a day on a regular basis. Now I feel completely just freaked out if I don't have at least a gallon a day. I went to a two gallon a day thing. It was a bit much. I literally couldn't get anything done. I had to go to the bathroom all the time. But a gallon a day, at least try it once. It may seem like a mountain, but it's just familiarity. Life is based on familiarity. If it's comfortable to you, it's nothing. Drinking a gallon has changed everything for me. It's a simple, simple, simple thing. It's one of the most simple things. It helps with high energy and brain function. Drink a ton of water just first thing in the morning. It actually prevents and treats headaches. A lot of people in our overweight, obese society and where, you know, modern medicine, I'm jumping on a soapbox here, but modern medicine is, you know, having us take all these pills and all that. Water fixes so many things. 9 out of 10 people you're going to shake hands with are dehydrated. When you feel like you're hungry, you're dehydrated. When your head hurts, you're dehydrated. When you're hungover, you're dehydrated. Water is such a cure for so many things. Because I'm the guy that says what no one else will, here's one for you. It relieves constipation. It keeps you cleaned out from the inside out. It helps with kidney stones, tons of stuff like that. So all those are ways to get healthy, right? Now let's talk about being wealthy. Get your lists ready. In our business, I'm a list guy because I trust my pencil, not my memory. I've got lists for people to follow up with. I've got lists for first-time calls, you know, people I've never touched or prospected yet. I've got lists for, you know, team members that we need to touch base with, and, of course, retention calls because the membership that stays is the membership that pays. And as far as your wealth, I mean, one of the biggest parts of wealth, Dave Ramsey said your income, as far as your earning, right, your income is one of your biggest assets to building wealth. Give yourself a raise. You know, what other business? Let's celebrate what we're doing here. We're working for a company called Legal Shield that puts money in our account. And what other company can you think of where you get to choose if you want to give yourself a raise? It's simple in our company. Do more work. Do more, get more, right? Work backwards, you know, figure out the numbers, and that's it. If you just do it, it will work, period. Savings, that's a big deal, right? That's another way to get wealthy. Save 10% of everything you make. That's from The Richest Man in Babylon. It's from Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret. Jim Rohn has a philosophy, and if you're brand new on this call or this industry, go right now, and or as soon as this call is over, and Google R-O-H-N, Jim Rohn. It'll change your life. Jim's principal said 10, 10, 10, and 70. Give 10%, save 10%, invest 10%, and spend your 70. But never spend it all, right? 10, 10, 10, and 70. We're talking about saving. When we get to investing, Albert Einstein, right? We don't need to talk about who he was. He said it's the eighth wonder of the world, and the that I'm talking about is compound interest. You talk to people like Mark Riches and Jim Tanner and Mike Riches and folks that have been doing this a while. They know about compound interest. And it's a simple question. You're either giving someone else compound interest or you're receiving it, right? The bank's either taking your stuff from your mortgage payment, or when you get to a point, you can actually start receiving compound interest on your own. The last thing I want to talk to you guys about is about wisdom or being wise. I heard just the other day that all, you know, he's talking about all these personal development books. He said every bit of that is in Proverbs. And yes, I preach on the Bible, I preach on Jesus, and that's who I am, right? If you've already turned me off, then maybe I'm just talking to a few of the ones that are sticking around. But wisdom and getting wise, to me, that's what this whole thing's about. In order to get more, you must become more. You've got to learn. You've got to learn to earn, right? Let's talk about this. The average vacation in this country, and these are just some random Google stats. The average vacation, people spend $1,200 a year. It's a $100 billion a year industry. Now listen close. The average car payment, $523 a month. It's a trillion with a T, trillion-dollar industry. The average house payment, over $1,000 a month. It's a $31 trillion industry. Now listen close. Personal development is only, and I'm not being facetious, this is in comparison to the others, it's only an $11 billion industry. The question you've got to ask yourself is, can the $15 a month that it takes to have an Audible subscription, and no, I'm not yet paid by Amazon, yet, the $15 a month that it takes to invest in an Audible subscription, so books can be read to you as you're driving to your appointments and you're prospecting. Can you spend $15 on yourself? If you're spending $500 a month on a car, $1,200 on a vacation, $1,000 on a house, what can you spend on you? You know, how much are you spending to make you a better you this year? Does the average American read 4 books a year? Well, the average CEO reads 52 books a year. Warren Buffett, right? I think he's right around $100 billion in a net worth. We all know his name. We all know his fun story. He drinks Cokes and eats at McDonald's, bless his heart. But he reads 500 pages a day. The great Zig Ziglar would read 3 hours a day. Most CEOs are just stuck in books. There's a reason that a lot of us have, a lot of us have our Netflix shows. We've got our, you know, all the things we binge watch at night. Alicia and I have a list of them. But there's a reason that a lot of people aren't as successful as they want to be. They've got those Netflix shows, but they don't have books in their home. When I say books, I'm talking about nonfiction, you know, the Harlequin Romance is Fine. I remember seeing those when I was a kid, and the Nancy Drews and all that great stuff. I'm talking about nonfiction. It doesn't always have to be personal development, but non-entertainment books. Something that's going to make you a better you. You want to stand on the books that you've read to reach the top, right? We've heard that learners are earners, leaders are readers. And how you help people and what you make is directly proportionate to how and what you read. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I'm excited about the announcement, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Adam, thank you so much. What a phenomenal training, as always, delivered by one of the best of the best. And we really just appreciate you and all that you do. You are absolutely fantastic. And I always enjoy hearing from Adam. He just breaks it down. He's so real about the way that he shares things. And My favorite quote from your training this morning is, if you're not flossing, it doesn't matter how white your smile is. I jotted that down and put it in my my quotes and inspirational thoughts collection, and I gave you credit. And it might come from somebody else, but just so you know, when I'm repeating it, I'm going to give you credit for it. At least I'll give you credit for the first 2 or 3 times, and then I'll probably claim it as my own. But thank you again very much for a phenomenal training and just laying out such important, crucial information, especially starting out the year. You know, we want to make sure that we're starting on the right foot. And that's not just the right foot in this business, but the right mental and emotional and physical foot. And I appreciate you sharing such great information about that. Folks, again, just a few things that we want to cover here as we close out the call. A couple of big announcements. First of all, let me just draw your attention to the events that we have coming up. If you go to the events page in your HRMC back office, you're going to see a few things. Number one, the B2B roundtable call that we typically do the first Friday of every month. We sent an email last week that we rescheduled that till this Friday, the 11th. That's at 9 a.m. Central Time. That call is one of my favorite calls that we do. It's just an opportunity to discuss. We don't have an agenda. We don't have things that we, you know, structured trainings that we share. It's just a discussion. It's people bringing questions, maybe challenges that they're facing, and we have some of our top producers on that call. Adam Thompson, who we just heard from, has been a phenomenal contributor on that call in recent months, and as have many. I shouldn't start naming names, but many of our top producers have just. They get on that there out of the kindness of their hearts. They share what's working for them. It's a very positive, very upbeat call, and it's one where, you know, you can bring your questions and get them answered. And it's literally like an hour-long Q&A session with our top producer. So we'd invite you to join that this Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time. We announced this on the recorded call that we did last week. But in case you missed that, we are going to be continuing our webinar series here in 2019. One of the things that I was so pleased with last year is the webinar trainings that we did. And And we didn't quite get one every month, but as I look at our recordings that we have, we've got several on there from last year. You can find that in the back office. It's under the link Webinar Trainings, and each of those are from 2018. We'll continue that with 2019 trainings, and we are starting that off with a bang this month, January 25th, so coming up in, about 2.5 weeks from now. We've got none other than Miss Abby Parker, who is a $300,000 ring earner with Legal Shield. I just had the privilege of training with Abby in December. We did a live event. Several of you were in attendance there here in the Dallas area. I've also attended other trainings that she's done. One of my favorite segments that she does is she talks about different personality types and how to kind of identify when you're meeting someone that you haven't really met before, you don't really know, how to quickly identify what kind of personality they are. And then more importantly than just understanding what kind of personality they have, how do you structure what you're sharing to best connect with them? You know, if you walk into a person who's real analytical, your decision maker meeting, if it's a decision maker, I should say, that meeting is going to be a lot different than if you walk into someone who is real outgoing and is real talkative. And she just does a great job of breaking that down and giving real life examples. And so she's going to be presenting that webinar. How do you register for that? Real easy. You just go to our events page. And you'll see it there. It's called the Best DM Meeting Webinar with Miss Abby Parker. You can register right online and right on that events page in your Harvard back office. One of the great things, if you register today, that webinar is free. Now, that webinar will be free if you register tomorrow or up until the webinar, too. But I just want to give you an incentive to do it now while you're thinking about it. That way that puts you on the reminders that webinar service sends out automatically. If while you're in that back office, the HRMC back office, if you click on the Docs on Demand and then click on Group Sales Docs, you'll find they're just uploaded, I think this morning or maybe over the weekend, the 2019 Business Solutions Incentives. Guys, I could spend 20 minutes going through these incentives. I won't do that. I'll let you download these incentives and look at them for yourself. I'll just point out a couple of things. Listen, folks, there is big money on the table for doing what you and I would and should be doing normally anyway. There is massive money on the table, and I'm telling you, it is time to go earn. The reason that is so important right now today is because we're in the first quarter. And everything in the first quarter is amplified, and it's amplified each quarter, but if you look at the first quarter bonuses, they're double. As you go down there, they're all double what the fourth quarter bonuses are. So, for example, you could open 5 groups, and you could do it, you know, throughout the year, and if you opened your 5th group in the fourth quarter, you'd get a $500 bonus for that. But if you open 5 groups and you get them done in the first quarter, you get a $1,000 bonus. Let me just break that down. A $1,000 bonus for opening 5 groups. That's not 5 groups a month. That's 5 groups throughout the entire first quarter, and you'll get that $1,000 bonuses. Now, those groups can be payroll deduction. They can be self-pay. They do have to have the memberships attached, too. So like a payroll deduction group, you have to have 5 memberships. A self-pay group, remember, you only have to have 3 memberships. So you could walk into 5 different real estate offices throughout the first quarter and just sign up 3 people in each one. And I say real estate because that's one that you would do a self-pay because those agents are, you know, commissioned agents. They're not going to do a payroll deduction for their agents. So those are groups that we typically would do a self-pay with. You can do a self-pay in a lot of different kinds of groups. But if you did that and you did that 5 times, even if it was just 3 people each, it's a $1,000 bonus. You would, depending on what sales you write, you would make almost as much in a bonus as you do in the commissions. Now, I'm not saying that you should only write 3 people in every group. And obviously, we're not out there just to write 3 people groups. But I hope you write a whole lot more in each group. But I'm just telling you, the bonus money on the table is absolutely phenomenal. Adam Thompson, who we just heard from, he and his wife Alicia earned over $13,000 in bonuses, these group incentive bonuses, in 2018. You know, you go down to the production, and that starts at just 25 sales. Just doing 150 sales in any given year. Let's see, I lost my sheet here. Just doing 150 sales in any given year, or I'm sorry, throughout the entire year, would not only pay you a $550 bonus if you did in the fourth quarter. Remember, if you did that in the first quarter, that's $1,100. It's doubled. But it also gives you, well, I went to the wrong level here. Level four would be $250. You get $400 marketing dollars. And you know what? I messed that up. I'm going off of 2018 numbers. It's on premium dollars this year as far as the sales that you write. I apologize. Premium dollars. So if your first level there is just 550 premium dollars in business solutions, 550, if you're selling a 3890 plan, is 14 plans, okay? 14 plans will get you a $250 bonus. I just want you to understand how powerful that is. Let's just go level four, 5,400 premium dollars divided by, if you're selling a 3890 plan, that's 138 sales. That's down quite a bit because it was 250 for level four last year. So 138 sales if you're selling 3890 plans. And you get, if you did that in the first quarter, 138 sales, it's a $2,200 bonus plus all the other bonuses because those are cumulative. So 2,200 plus 1,100 plus 330 plus 250, and you get the 400 marketing dollars on top of that as well. I told myself when I start going through this, I'm not going to get into a bunch of numbers because I know it's just confusing, and I apologize because I just broke my own rule. And I just get so excited about this. People don't understand how massive this is, and yet it's absolutely enormous. Okay, I'm going to get off that topic. Maybe what we can do is in our roundtable call this Friday, we'll dive into a couple of real-life examples on that. I'm excited. I'm glad they've changed it to premium dollars. Instead of the number of sales, I think that's a lot more fair. And frankly, if you're offering 3890 plans, that allows you to pad those numbers even more. If you go to lsengage.com, you'll need to log in with your LegalShield username and password. I just want to point out a couple of things. If you click on the 2009, click on resources once you log in. And then the first category there is new 2019 IDS plans. That's ID Shield plans. And you're going to find a lot of information there that you can go through. I mean, frankly, most of the information there are like the flat sheets and enrollment flyers. It's just updated with the new coverage. Down at the very bottom of that category, the 2019 IDS plans, there is a B2B group pricing chart. I just want to take a second and just kind of go over this pricing with you because I want to make sure as you're discussing with the decision maker today that you know what your options are. So the pricing is matching the 2018 pricing where the legal plan, if a family buys just the legal plan, it's $2,395. If an individual buys the ID Shield plan, it's $895. If a family buys the ID Shield plan, it's $1,895. That's the same pricing as we've had throughout some of 2018, and they're converting to that pricing fully in 2019. Now, let me just tell you, you also have an option here to offer the large group rate. And it used to be that the employer had to have 2,000 employees to even offer that rate. Now what LegalShield started saying at the end of last year is that you can offer that large group rate at your discretion. So you go into a company that has 10 employees, you can offer the large group rate. Kind of defeats the name, but let's just call it what it is, the large group rate, even though it doesn't have to be a large group to offer that rate. And what you'll find is, let's just look at the family combo plan. So that's, you know, an employee's buying the identity theft, and the legal for their entire family. Remember, the regular rate on that is $38.90. If you are going into a company and you feel like that $38.90 is just not going to be affordable for the employees, you know, maybe an employer where, you know, the employees are very blue collar, they're not highly paid, and you feel like your participation and your retention would be much better if you were offering a $33.90 plan instead of $38.90, you have the right and the ability now to offer that large group rate no matter how big the company is. And so that's at your discretion. Now, a couple of disadvantages of doing that. Obviously, number one, we just talked about those incentives. And with that going to premium dollars instead of number of sales, obviously you get less premium dollars, and that's for your performance club, that's for those group incentives. It's just less premium dollars if you offer a $33.90 plan versus a $38.90 plan. It's also a much lower commission. Not only is it a lower commission because it's a lower amount, but the percentage that you get on your commission is lower as well. Now, we're working with Legal Shield. We're hoping to narrow that gap a little bit, but for the time being, it's a lower percentage. I just want you to be aware of that so that you know if you're going to offer that large group rate, your commissions are going to be considerably lower. Now, maybe that's worthwhile, and maybe you say, you know what, that's worth it because I really feel like this group that I'm working with, they need the lower rate. They need that large group rate. Okay, that's why it's at your discretion. Every associate that is employee benefits certified now has the ability to make that decision based on the group that they're talking to. I know that we're over our 10 o'clock time here. I'm going to keep going, though, because one of the most significant, I don't know that it's the most significant, but a significant announcement that Legal Shield made at the end of last year was that starting in 2019, the group plans that we write are going to have a new identity theft product. It's called the ID Shield Plus product. Now, I would invite you as you go on Ellis Engage and click on resources and then expand that first category, 2019 IDS plans, I would invite you to look at about halfway down, maybe two-thirds of the way down, there's a new ID Shield Plus plan features description and a new ID Shield Plus plan features comparison document. And that is a great little sheet. It goes through and it shows, you know, the features on the old ID Shield product. Basically, everything that was good, they kept. And then they added a bunch of new features as well. So, for example, they've added enhanced sex offender monitoring and alerts. They've added, a $1 million reimbursement plan. The $5 million service guarantee has become an unlimited service guarantee. So there's no limit on how big that is. One of the significant parts of this is that for group plans, for groups that we opened in 2019, Kroll will no longer be performing the restoration on those plans. What Legal Shield is doing on that is they brought in their own in-house licensed private investigators. So the coverage doesn't change, the price doesn't change. I say the coverage on the restoration. It's the exact same restoration as our members received before, in that they get, they have the option to do a limited power of attorney. The investigator will perform the restoration on their behalf, not just coach them on the phone. They get a dedicated license to private investigator. What that means, just so you know, you'll see that term dedicated investigator. What that means is if I call today and I have an identity theft issue, there is one licensed investigator that I'm going to work with throughout the entire process. It's not, I'm going to talk to whoever's on the phone today, and then tomorrow when I call back, I got to re-explain everything to somebody else. Obviously, identity theft is a very personal issue, and that's why they have a dedicated licensed investigator. It's something that's emotional for people. It's something that, frankly, is embarrassing for a lot of victims. And ID Shield doesn't want our members to have to re-explain what's happened to every person, to a new person every day. That's why they have that one dedicated, licensed private investigator that they talk to throughout the entire process. It's one of the things that really separates ID Shield from many other services out there, many other products out there, LifeLock included, is that they have that one dedicated licensed private investigator that they work with, throughout the entire process. So that hasn't changed. None of that's changed. The difference is it's that investigator now is an employee of Legal Shield instead of an employee of Kroll. And I know I've talked to some people who said, oh, man, well, I talk a lot about Kroll in my presentation. Well, you're going to have to change that. That's the long and short of it is there's no purpose in selling Kroll because they're not performing that restoration anymore on the new groups that we open. And so you'll have to change that. And frankly, I don't know that you have to change a whole lot because, again, what the investigators do doesn't change. The fact that they are controlled by Legal Shield or they're employed by Legal Shield, to me, that's a very positive thing because it puts a little bit more, the ball's obviously all in their court now, but it gives them more control over the delivery of that service. And I don't want to paint Kroll in a bad light at all. I think they've done a tremendous job over the 15 and a half years that Legal Shield has been, working with them, has partnered with them. I think Kroll's done a great job. But I'll just share this with you, and I've shared this with a few individuals, and I don't want to seem like I'm being negative to Kroll in any way, but I remember when I called up, I was talking to the Kroll receptionist. This was a few years ago. And I was asking her about the licensed investigators there that worked with Kroll. And what it boiled down to is the number of licensed investigators that they had was not that impressive. And frankly, if I'm being very transparent, I thought at that point, man, I don't know what Legal Shield is paying them, but it's probably too much because they could just go out and get their own licensed investigators and frankly be able to save some money, which would turn into, bigger commissions and bonuses for you and me. So not that I was thinking about it selfishly, but I remember having that distinct thought of, I don't know that Kroll's real necessary in this whole thing. So for me, I don't know why. I don't know that it was a conscious decision, but I haven't really sold Kroll very much in the last couple of years. I just thought at some point they really ought to bring this in-house. Well, I didn't suggest that to them, but that's what's happened. And frankly, I don't know everything that went into that decision. I know this. It's something that needed to happen, and so it has. And so I'd invite you to really, really feel confident about promoting the product with every confidence that you've always promoted it. The licensed investigators are going to be absolutely phenomenal, and they'll do just as good of a job as Kroll's investigators have always done. I think that on the back end, you and I are going to continue to see some advantages from having those investigators be in-house. So I'm excited about that. The other side of it is this is not a negative change. If you look at all those new features, I didn't count them here, but there's about 20 new features that they're adding to the plan, way more than you and I would ever go through and cover. But features like mother's maiden name monitoring, NPI monitoring on the dark web, solicitation reduction links, telecom account application monitoring, rent-to-own monitoring, buy-here, pay-here auto dealers monitoring, auto-pawn and title-pawn, enhanced subprime monitoring. There's just so much that they're adding to make that plan even more robust. And frankly, I think that is an immediate result. This is just my opinion, but I think that's an immediate result of having those investigators in-house. It gives Legal Shield the financial ability to bulk up the plan even more. I know this for a fact. Jeff Bell is passionate about you and I offering the best coverage that's available in the marketplace. I am grateful for that passion. I feel strongly that has been the case, and it continues to be the case, and that this will be a very positive move. Now, they have announced a transition plan for existing groups. And throughout the year of 2019, our existing groups will be transitioned over to this new plan. The good news is there's no financial dividend. There's no price difference. So it's not like they're saying, hey, here's a bunch of new features, and by the way, you got to pay $2 more. If they did that, I think we would lose memberships. They're going to make that transition as seamless as possible. We've had transitions, several of them, in the past. This will be, you know, no different. It will require, and as you transition your members, I want you to be aware of this, it will require downloading a new app and logging into a new app. And so, to me, that's a positive thing because I'm always looking for reasons to get in front of my existing groups. And this is a great reason. We've got to educate them on, you know, how to download the new app and get those enhanced features that they're covering at no extra charge. That is a great positive to bring into groups. Well, whenever I have the chance to get in front of my groups, it also gives me an opportunity to write new memberships, which this will obviously be that way as well. So just you know, again, I think this is a very positive thing, and I know that for many of us, change is sometimes difficult. We say, okay, well, this is something else I got to learn. I'm pointing you towards some of these things in the resource library. I really think as you read through some of this, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more confident, and you'll realize that your presentation really doesn't have to change. It really doesn't. Instead of saying Kroll, you can talk about Legal Shield, which is a 46 years old, almost 47 year old company that has been in the identity theft industry for almost two decades. And you can have confidence in sharing that. You can have confidence in saying they work with the best licensed private investigators in the world, and that those private investigators are standing by waiting to assist our members when they call with an issue. You can have confidence in saying that those investigators won't just coach our members when they have a problem, but that our members will have the opportunity or the option, I should say, to sign a limited power of attorney and let the investigator do all the work on their behalf. This is the same stuff we've been saying, that when they get assigned to an investigator, that dedicated licensed investigator will be the same investigator throughout the entire process, so they don't have to re-explain the problem to a new person every day. And that those investigators, because that's their job, that's what they do, and they're good at doing it, they can resolve those identity theft issues in a lot shorter time than the average person could. None of that changes. You're just going to have to stop saying the word Kroll. Everything else really becomes applicable with this new plan, except that there are a bunch of new features that our members have as well. So I'm excited for that change. We'll continue to work closely with Legal Shield Business Solutions executives. My brother and I are working closely with them all the time to keep that transition as smooth as possible. We had a big conference call on that. We're reviewing their messages that they're sending out just to make sure that everything is the way that we think it ought to be and the most professional and seamless transition takes place as possible. So we'll talk more about that. We can do some additional training on this as well, but I just want you to, again, more than anything, be confident in the discussions and conversations that you're having. And check out that Ellis Engage. I think that you'll feel great as you go through some of that information. Obviously, there are new flat sheets, new enrollment flyers with that new coverage that you have access to starting right now. With that, we want to thank Mr. Adam Thompson for, again, an excellent training this morning. Mr. Chris Evans and Mark Riches and Jim Tanner, thank you again for joining and sharing on the call again this morning. We have got a big week coming up. Don't forget, again, our challenge is to prospect like never before. You can go to hrmcreport.com and report your activity for a chance to win a $250 supply credit. We'll do that. We'll announce that winner next Monday, and we're going to keep the momentum going here in January 2019. We've got some great events coming up. We'll join everybody on our B2B Roundtable call this Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, and with that, We wish you the very best. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.